The latest on Oklahoma's prison homicide rate, state lawmakers consider criminalizing more sexually transmitted infections, and young students marvel at yesterday's solar eclipse. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 9th. Oklahoma's District Attorney's Council previously reported 14 inmate homicides from 2019 to 2023. But KGOU's Hannah France reports new data from the Department of Corrections shows the real number is at least double that.
ODOC records show at least 29 inmates died by homicide from 2019 to 2023. The department is also investigating 28 inmate deaths that have occurred since 2023. The causes of death have not been determined. A federal report shows Oklahoma had the second highest prison homicide rate in the country from 2001 to 2019, behind South Carolina. This comes as ODOC is under increased scrutiny from lawmakers regarding the conditions at the state's prisons. Last month, Republican State Representative Justin Humphrey held a House Criminal Justice and Corrections meeting to discuss his concerns about the state of Oklahoma's prisons and call for the Department of Labor to conduct an investigation. I'm Hannah France.
An Oklahoma House bill seeking to charge people for intentionally and recklessly spreading sexually transmitted infections is heading to the Senate floor. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports an STI testing clinic in Tulsa is concerned the bill will worsen infection rates.
House Bill 3098 by Elgin Republican Tony Hassenbeck would add sexually transmitted infections like chlamydia and HPV to a list of diseases already criminalized by Oklahoma law. People who intentionally or recklessly spread these infections could face 2 to 5 years in prison. Jeff Burge, a development and communications director from the Tulsa STI clinic Hope Testing, says the word reckless isn't defined, leaving an open door for lawsuits.
Many Oklahomans aren't even aware that they have an STI. You're criminalizing a group of people that may not even know what they have.
Burge says he worries this bill will encourage Oklahomans not to get tested and target people who lack access to health services and treatment. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Monday's total solar eclipse was a unique experience for the young and old. State Impact's Beth Wallace spent the event with some of the state's youngest viewers, elementary students at Putnam City Public Schools.
Come on, shine! Come on, shine!
They may not be quite in the path of totality, but pre-K through 5th graders at Putnam City's Two Lakes Elementary School are still excited to experience 94% totality at the solar eclipse.
The moon getting in front of the sun is going to be less daylight today. Whenever I look at it, it looks like a little toenail.
When it hits peak coverage, a dim twilight settles over the playground, the temperature drops, and students look through their eclipse glasses and cereal box pinhole viewers.
It looks like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Afterward, fourth grader Camilla recorded her scientific observations on a worksheet.
I think we're going to send it to NASA and we're going to talk about whenever we started the time to see the eclipse and whenever we're going to end to see it and what we saw or heard.
Amy Laver teaches STEM at Two Lakes.
We made a couple different models in class to show what happens when the moon passes in front of the sun. And we used globes and flashlights to make a shadow on the Earth.
They were looking forward to it, but she says she didn't know just how excited they'd get.
I didn't expect them to be so in awe of it. They were connecting what we did in the classroom to what they were seeing in person. For them to get to have actually experienced it instead of just learning it in the classroom, I think that will make it stick with them for life.
As the temperature starts to climb and a circular rainbow appears in the sky, the little scientists file back into their classrooms, breathlessly reliving their experience of the cosmos. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.